You're listening to Oystermouth Radio.
This is Joss Williams for Oystermouth Radio. Good evening, this is Joss Williams for Oystermouth Radio. We're down in the studio and we've got Dan Rogers here, who runs the local rock choir and four members of the choir. So, Dan, I'm going to hand over to you and just ask, can you introduce them, or would they introduce themselves?
Yeah, of course. So, I'm Dan. I run Swansea, Meath, Carmarthen, Llanelli and Mumbles rock choirs. Keeps me very busy. And I've got four of my lovely Rockies with me today. I've got two from Carmarthen, who are...
Wow.
So I'm Liz, and I sing with the Carmarthen Choir.
I'm Jane Ann, I sing with the Carmarthen Choir.
I'm Bernie, I'm from Swansea.
I'm Tina, I'm from the Swansea Choir.
Yes. Great. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, well, Dan, is where are you getting... I mean, people are coming from miles around, presumably, quite a long way.
Each choir, I think, has people not necessarily in its area, but come from all over the place. I think we got quite a few in Carmarthen that come all the way from Pembrokeshire area, isn't it? They've been right in.
Yep.
And then, my Llanelli choir as well. It's a big space to cover. So it's quite nice. And it brings all walks of life in, and we all get on. We all have fun. So...
That's it. And ladies, can I ask you why? I mean, you joined the rock choir. Is there any reason, that you thought, was it a social thing, or was it...
I never intended to join a choir.
Well, that's a good start.
I just went to the first...
I went out to get a paper.
...section to hold my friend's hand, okay, who wanted to join. I thought, I've never sung in my life. But the first week I went was so brilliant that we went back the second week, joined up, and I've never looked back.
And you enjoyed... Well, you obviously must have enjoyed that first session.
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. We laughed, and we came out of it feeling so good that I thought, I've got to do this again.
Brilliant. And, I mean, that's what we're trying to get through to, you know, to people here, is the feeling of well-being and...
It's uplifting.
That it can give you an uplifting...
Yeah.
We need some more men in the choir. Dan has told me it's starting in the Mumbles on the 4th of May in the
Mumbles Methodist Church.
Mumbles Methodist Church. I, for one, am going down here. I think Ian, one of my colleagues here, has also threatened to go. So that's two. If anybody out there would like to join us, any gentlemen, it starts, Dan,
at 10 o'clock and finishes at 11:30. But it's right above a coffee shop. So plenty of coffee. My Rockies will tell you I love a coffee. Had too many today already. But it's all about the social as well. So it's not just about coming singing. It's meeting new people. It's having those... I know Carmarthen went out last night and had a curry. Mm-hmm. So people meet up outside of the choir session as well.
We're out tomorrow night.
Swansea are going out as well. So.
And tell us, ladies, about this event that you did on Saturday, which I managed to miss, which was down on the frontier. Were any of you there?
Yes,
we were all there.
And many, many more of us.
So there was a full complement down there, was there?
Yeah, we had about 70.
Just about.
And it went, Ian saw it, and everybody was quite surprised. And
It's the first flash mob that we've done. So we were treading on eggshells to start off with, but as soon as the tops came off, you can see it in the videos if you pop to our Facebook page, the whole choir just changes and... It was an amazing feeling. Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, the choir sat outside, I think it was the Croeso Lounge, and Prezzo down in Mumbles there, and quite unannounced, sort of took their coats off and did an impromptu number or two, with people turning their heads everywhere.
You're flashed, but in the appropriate way.
Good. So, is there anything that you ladies would like to say to any other people, any other females or males about... coming along, and what can you tell them?
I think one of the things that I've found, because as you can hear from my voice, I don't come from Swansea.
Right.
So I moved down here with my husband about 5 years ago when we retired down here, and you get to meet a lot of people.
I'm sure it's a social as well.
Mm. But the good thing about it is, because it's all over the country, wherever you go, if you've got your Rock Choir t-shirt on, you see another Rocky, you've got a friend.
And can you go and sing? Say you were down in London or in Manchester and Birmingham, could you join in?
Yeah, because we've had quite a few people that come on holiday here and they come and join us because they're missing the one wherever they're from. We had one from Aberdeen, I think, one summer. From all over the place.
So if you feel the urge, you can have a sing.
Yes,
wherever you are.
Yeah.
And how many, I mean, do you do a lot of gigs? Do you do a lot of sort of live performances?
He's working as hard at the moment.
Before I started, you didn't really gig as much, but I've kind of spread the word of Rock Choir around. And the next coming months are quite packed for us. I think something just basically every weekend. Yeah. I know I've been talking to Shani and she's going to say,
I introduced him to Shani, and that means more cracking of the whip.
Cracking,
I think.
Yeah, but and again, the gigs are such. It's not a thing that every Rocky has to do. If they feel like coming and gigging, I know a lot of people are quite scared of doing it, but as soon as you sing that first line, all those worries disappear. And I think, well, you tell them what the feeling's like afterwards, the buzz is...
Oh, the buzz is brilliant. Oh, it's amazing. Ages.
Yeah, I feel better after a sing. I'm not sure anybody else does, but, you know, I certainly feel a lot better.
Certainly the sense of well-being in a rehearsal as well, you know. Yeah. There's nothing like that feeling when you walk out after an hour and a half in dance company and obviously your fellow Rockies. And, you know, with the smile on your face and the lyrics going around in your head when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially for those of us who get up for work the next day.
And but, it must be exciting thinking and rehearsing to do live performances as well. Do you get the butterflies before a little live performance?
I don't know. I think Dan has a way of calming us down.
It's such a buzz. And we want to do it for Dan because Dan's just brilliant.
Yeah. He's a good conductor, is he?
He's brilliant.
He's a good conductor.
Well, he strikes me as being that.
My family watches on Facebook just to watch Dan.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Call me Dancing Dan.
Dancing Dan.
Dancing Dan.
It's all about giving the energy to the choir and trying to distract, because nobody's a professional singer. You don't have to read music, you don't have to have any musical background to join us. So just giving them, if I look a bit of a silly person, wiggling my bum at the front, then everybody relaxes a little bit. And you'll see in the videos if you pop to our Facebook page.
And I think for confidence as well, there might be low on confidence, it's probably a good thing to do as
you
well.
You won't be after one session.
It really brings people out to their shells.
Yeah, because everybody's so supportive that it doesn't, you know, you feel that you can just do it. Because everybody's around you. Mm.
And are there any men singing with you at the moment in your particular choir?
Yes.
We have one or two. There are a few, so you won't be on your own if you do come and join us.
Okay, well, no, I'll be down on that.
But, it's one of those things, I think, if it's not a male voice choir, men can be a bit tentative to come and join us.
Yeah, yeah.
And it could be scary for some people to walk into a room of 80 women. But it's just go in, enjoy, forget about the worries and...
Yeah.
As long as you leave with a smile and a laugh, I've done my job for the day.
Okay. Well, that's brilliant. Listen, I want to thank you all for coming down. If there's anything anybody else wants to say quickly before we sort of draw a curtain on it tonight, then...
Can I just say, I joined Rock Choir for me because I needed something to do. But it's been more... It's just so hard to explain. It's social life. It's somewhere to go. It's someone to be, because it's really... Yes. Done me so much good for myself. I can't sing that well, but I love singing, and it doesn't matter. I've met some most amazing people, lovely friendships, and it will go on and on and on, and it will only get better.
Brilliant, and the health benefits are super.
Join. We have such a laugh, such fun. It's just great.
The warmth from the Rock Choir family is just amazing.
There's always a support network, whatever you're going through. Everybody, there is somebody. To talk to, there is somebody to be that support for you, which is really nice.
Excellent.
But if somebody wants to come and see us, we got a fair few gigs going on. So we're in Park Williams on Monday the 22nd for an Easter Monday fun day. That starts at 2:00, I believe. We're performing around 1:30. See, me and my dates and my times. And then we are doing something again special, maybe in the Mumbles area on the Saturday the 27th. And then we are in Morrison Hospital singing to patients and nurses and doctors alike on the Sunday. afterwards, and then we're straight back into our first week of rock choir. So the best way to come and see us is at a gig, or if you just want to try it out, it's a free taster session. You can pop to rockchoir.com and you can type in your postcode and find your local choir. And yeah, it's free taster, so you get to see what it's all about. A lot of people come in and they go, oh, I'm just going to sit at the back and watch and listen, and within 5 minutes
they're on their feet singing like a good, they're dancing.
I get you moving anyway. Everyone complains that they're cold when they come in, so I get them moving straight away. And yeah, that's, and I dare you not to join in, basically. It's one of those things.
Well, that's brilliant. Dan, thanks for coming down with the Rockettes. Thank you, Rockettes, for telling us about the choir. And have a good Easter, all of you.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Oystermouth Radio.